You have heard, perhaps, of Etienne d'Ambreville, your prince magician? A great wizard and a great man. Before his disappearance at the end of the Alphatian War 4 years ago now, he was a master of the great school of magique, prince of Nouvelle-Aveyron, and perhaps the most skilled magician in all of Galantry. We believe that on the last day of the war, as Galantry City was being bombarded by Alphatian wizards, he cast some truly potent spell that caused the attack to fail, but perished in the process, sacrificing himself to save his country.
Ground pepper in your soup, sir.
Oh, a soupçon, Wilton, if you please.
Very good, sir.
His body was never found. Disintegrated, no doubt, by the magical energies he released. His death left the family and the principality in chaos as his relatives squabbled over the succession. Eventually, that will do, Wilton.
Very good, sir.
Eventually, after months of bitter feuding, his sister-in-law, Princess Isidore, and her husband, Sir Richard, triumphed when she destroyed their chief rival, Prince Henri, in a magical duel. Now, Isidore and Richard rule the principality jointly, and things have settled back to normal. Or as near to normal as the D'Ambrevilles ever get.
A most agreeable bon mot, sir. More wine?
Thank you, Wilton. Ah, then, a year ago, Etienne's mother, Dame Camille, took me aside and told me she just had a prophetic vision. Poor madame, she'd been drifting through life with very little contact with reality for decades. But that morning, she was completely lucid. I think perhaps she was never truly seen in all those years. I think instead that her mind was sleeping, recovering from tragedy. Now, to prevent another tragedy, she has awakened. The vision? Oh, yes, she told me that Etienne was not dead. She dreamed of heroes so blessed by the immortals that showers of gold rained down upon their heads. Upon awakening, she knew that these heroes were the key. Only they could retrieve her lost son from whatever spell or whatever prison holds him. Once before, when Etienne was assassinated by his wife Catherine and his brother Henri, the immortals cursed the whole clan.
Indeed, sir. A most unpleasant incident.
Yes. Cursed the whole clan, banishing the castle into a strange dimension of mist where family members slowly went mad until brave adventurers from outside broke the curse and returned Etienne to life. Now, as then, the immortals have clearly decreed that gallant outsiders are needed to put things right. I suspect that old curse has arisen like a zombie from its coffin. Something's wrong with the D'Ambrevilles. It's subtle. Nothing a stranger might notice. But I am not a stranger. I've known these people for centuries. Again, they're starting to grow peculiar. Galantry needs the D'Ambrevilles, and the D'Ambrevilles need you.
Dessert, sir.
Ah, the pièce de résistance. The flambé. Oui, Wilton, oui. For now, Dame Camille feigns madness, keeping her return to sanity a secret. Etienne has many friends, but also many enemies who will try to prevent his return if they learned of it ahead of time. Believe me when I say Sir Richard and Princess Isidore would not relish giving up the reins of power, not to mention rival princes who are glad to see Nouvelle-Aveyron's influence within Galantry diminished, or foreign nations who would rejoice to see Galantry wither like a plucked rose. So you must be circumspect, discreet, cautious.
Beg pardon, sir, but I believe her exact words were, "Find them, Petitsaint. Make sure they're not all muscle-headed morons, and make it worth their while to help us."
So, here is our plan. You must come with me to Chateau Solaire in the guise of paid companions to old Dame Camille. As servants, you will be able to move around the castle freely and escape suspicion.
Indeed, sir. I have always found that most members of the family showed remarkably little interest in what went on below stairs.
So we hope. My friends, for your troubles, I will pay all your travel expenses and 5 golden ducats.
10 golden ducats?
That's what I meant. Yes, 10 golden ducats.
A piece?
Of course, a piece.
Per day?
Per day, yes, yes, per day. Once we reach the family chateau, and when you succeed in finding out what has befallen Le Prince Magician and return him to us, which I'm sure great adventurers such as yourselves shall accomplish easily enough, my lady will pay your group a very, very generous total of 24,000 golden ducats from the family treasures. A princely sum indeed, eh? Of course, I need not mention you should restrain yourselves from any kleptomaniacal impulses. If any family member's personal possessions go missing, the most recently hired servants are always interrogated first and with great vigor.
Quite so, sir. One calls to mind that unfortunate incident where Sir Richard caught a footman stealing some of Princess Isidore's spell components. Compelled the unfortunate fellow to ingest them, as I recall.
Please, Wilton, don't remind me while we're eating. The mere thought conjures up a most disagreeable image. Now, what do you say, my friends? Will you prove that you are indeed the heroes of our prophecy?
Yeah.